KSR News, I'm John Scott. Before the U.S. Supreme Court earlier, attorney D. John Sauer, who is representing Donald Trump, says U.S. presidents do have immunity from criminal prosecution to allow them to do their job.
The framers of our Constitution viewed an energetic executive as essential to securing liberty. If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
Michael Dreeben, a Justice Department attorney, arguing against Donald Trump, says no president is guaranteed immunity against criminal prosecution.
The existing system is a carefully balanced framework. It protects the president, but not at the high constitutional cost of blanket criminal immunity. That has been the understanding of every president from the framing through Watergate and up to today. This court should preserve it.
The justices hearing arguments on whether a former president has absolute immunity from criminal charges while in office, as Mr. Trump claims. Also at SRNNews.com, there are questions being raised about the pro-Hamas protest on university campuses across the U.S. Tayshia Stevens has more.
The NYPD is looking into reports that outside groups are funding pro-Hamas protests at local universities. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations says he suspects professional agitators are behind the protest centered on the Israel-Hamas war, pointing to the student encampments at Columbia and NYU that are all using the same type and color tents. Similar protests are breaking out at campuses across the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks have been sharply lower. The Dow is down 347 points. The NASDAQ, 119 points in the red. This is SRN News. Methodist battle over church property in Arkansas.
A judge has ruled that the Congregation of First United Methodist of Jonesboro must abandon its building if it decides to leave the United Methodist Church. Circuit Judge Gary Arnold has decided that the property belongs to the denomination and the congregation must vacate. Pastor John Miles says the ruling will be appealed. Similar court battles are taking place across the country as conservative churches quit the UMC. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana expected to join the growing list of states seeking to protect children from transgenderism now that a Republican occupies the governor's mansion. Former Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, vetoed a bill that would have barred teachers from introducing the transgender lifestyle to elementary school students. Louisiana's current governor, Republican Jeff Landry, supports such measures, and the GOP majority legislature is busy reviving them. This is SRN News. Legislation forcing TikTok's parent company to sell the video sharing platform or face a ban in the U.S. could face an uphill battle in court.
Critics of the sell or be banned ultimatum argue that it violates TikTok users' First Amendment rights. The app's China-based owner, ByteDance, has already promised to sue, calling the legislation unconstitutional. Whether a court challenge could successfully block a potential TikTok ban treads into murky waters. Supporters of the bill say that national security claims could still prevail.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Chipotle says its employees can choose chicken again. Last week, the chain asked its U.S. and Canadian employees to temporarily select another protein for their work meals to preserve the company's supply of chicken. Chipotle says its reintroduction of chicken al pastor to menus in March led to higher than usual chicken demand. More details at SRNNews.com.